Hey there, Renegade. Welcome back. So I've got a great episode in store for you today. It's a light one, you know, light and breezy this one. Initially, the next episode was supposed to be the episode that I start talking about religion. One, because it's highly, highly requested. But two, because this is a major part of my spiritual awakening, right? And so I've been wanting to talk about religion for ever since the show started. And in some ways, you know, I've touched on certain topics of religion. However, I really want to go deep into the things that I've discovered and part of like the journey on it. And I'm still clearing my religious programming, okay? There is guilt associated with me leaving religion and stepping into spirituality. Although in my essence, that's how I was born into this lifetime, you know? So that's always been the case. However, I put on a front like I was religious for a while. And I think it was just like the guilt associated with like stepping out of religion. So those of you know that I talk about the systems of oppression on this show. And so religion is one of the systems of oppression. We got healthcare, we got the financial system, we got the government, we have media, we have education, and then we have religion. Okay. And so religion is one of the systems of the oppressors. Okay. And I know that's triggering. And so that's what we're going to talk about, not on this episode, but on the next one. But I just wanted to let you know the delay was because of the fact that I was really like battling that within myself, you know, like, okay, do we go there or do we take it easy or how do we do this? And like, it's always beautiful when, you know, you have like kind of like a reflective period where you're not like tied to like, okay, I have a deadline for this, right? Or I'm going to just do it, right? It's kind of like a, let me just really tap in to my inner self and see, you know, what the guidance is there. And the divine has a beautiful way of showing you the guidance that you need. And for me, the divine always talks through music or something I might see on a video online or a book that I'm reading where like a line stands out where I know that that's the divine answering that question that I went within for, you know, and I have no attachment to how it comes to me. But so for me, the message from the divine, and by the way, the divine, when I get messages, it talks to me the same way I talk to the divine, right? Like our relationship is very funny like that. It's not like you shalt blah, 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 right? It's not like so formal. It's more like a girl, you know damn well you shouldn't be doing that, or you know what I'm saying, like, or, and it's not even shouldn't be, it's always like, you know damn well you should be doing that most of the time, you know, or it's like, you know what I mean, it's very like it's a very real conversation we have with one another, and so it's very beautiful. So most of the time my messages come through in that way of like, why are you stressing about this, like take a deep breath like you tell everyone else to do and do the damn thing, girl, you know, like it's very, you know, very powerful grounded energy. And so I love that relationship. And so anyway, it's coming, okay? That episode is coming. But in the meantime, I definitely didn't want to leave you hanging for another week. I had a request. I recently was at an event and a bunch of our renegades were there. And so one of the renegades told me, our fellow renegade listener told me like, hey, all your episodes don't have to be so in-depth. Like you can totally do some lighter episodes. And obviously that was my friend and fellow renegade channeling a divine message to me. But you know, I think I was in the headspace of like, I wanted to make sure that I have deep, impactful episodes for you. And I think I forgot that like some of the lighter things that are happening in our day-to-day life, we can still touch on those subjects, right? And so that's what this episode right now is about. It's a lighter episode. It's not as like jam-packed with info and mind-blowing content, right? Instead, what it is, it's something that we're all going through on our day-to-day basis. It's something that I'm seeing a lot of energetic cords being put in place because we might be living our lives in an old paradigm way where we tell people what to do, right? And the new paradigm we're shifting into is all about sovereignty, right? And so that's what we're going to touch on in this episode, is we're going to touch on how does sovereignty look? How is that changing the way that we communicate with others? How do we treat that process differently now as we're shifting into the new paradigm, as opposed to how we did things in the old paradigm? So that is what we're going to touch on this episode. Okay. So we're about to dive into that. But before we do, just know this month, I have some great podcast coming your way. We are going to start religion, okay? And I say start because religion is going to take me multiple episodes, but we're going to kick it off this month for sure. And then I have another controversial podcast. Of course, most of them are, but you know, I got another one coming and it's on a current event that I'm seeing that involves censorship. So I know you're going to love that episode as well. So stay tuned because we got some great episodes coming your way. And one of the best ways to know when a new podcast drops is two things. Number one, join my email list because I will send you an alert letting you know every time we have any new content. And so you can do that by, you can go to sarahyagoub.com, fill out the form, or if you're already following me on the gram or something, just send me a DM. And so that way you'll be on our email list. Also, don't forget to hit the notification button, whether you listen on iTunes or Spotify, so that way you'll be notified every time a new episode drops. And without further ado, let's dive into today's show. My dear fellow humans, we have been enslaved. We've been indoctrinated and conditioned to follow the status quo and live in accordance to societal expectations that we never agreed to or signed off on, but unconsciously obeyed. This is the matrix we have lived in for far too long. The good news is we are undergoing a massive awakening where we're discovering that we no longer have to play by these rules. We can revoke our consent and opt out. If you feel like you've been activated and want to break free from this matrix and stand in your divine sovereignty, then you've come to the right place, my friend. It's time to unleash your inner rebel, tap into your divine guidance, and rediscover your unstoppable power. This is how we escape the prison of the oppressors and expand our consciousness in the process. Join me on this journey. Let us explore this ascension together. Welcome to Renegade Revolution Radio, liberating humanity one podcast at a time. Let's dive deep, renegades. Hey there, welcome back, renegades. So I wanted to share a story with you today. One of the things that I struggle with and that part of me always wants to do, and I have to keep that part under control, is one of the hardest things about what we're going through is as we're learning, as we're expanding our consciousness, a lot of times we can see solutions very clearly, especially for those that are still in the matrix, if you will. Like we have a better like bird's eye view of some of the struggles of the matrix. So for us, some of the matrix struggles are so easy to find a solution for, right? And so one of the things that I struggle with the most is when people who are stuck in the matrix problems come to me with their problems and I can easily see about 10 different solutions for them, right? And the old Sarah that really likes, and even this Sarah loves to help people, but this Sarah has also learned that there are boundaries, right? And that it's irresponsible to give others advice when they haven't asked for advice. And also it's even when they ask for advice, a lot of times if you respect sovereignty and if you understand energetics and realize that there are repercussions for giving people advice, life advice, like not advice as to like, hey, do you like this restaurant better, right? Or hey, out of these two movies, which one do you recommend? These are simple things. It doesn't really matter. They're trivial, right? But when someone asks like, hey, should I stay with my spouse or should I get a divorce? Which it's crazy, but some people will ask questions like that, you know, or hey, I have this job opportunity, but I'm working at this job. Like, which one do you think I should keep? Major life decisions like that, whenever you give people advice, even if they ask for it, first of all, if they didn't ask for it, it's energetically irresponsible. But even when they ask for it, what you're doing is you're taking a little bit of their power away from them if you give them an answer. You can give them a question so that they can reflect and come up with a solution for themselves. But if you give them an answer, there are two things that happen. Number one, you've stolen a little bit of their power and you've given a little bit of your power away. It's reciprocal, right? Number two, You have now attached your energy to their energy. It's entanglement, quantum entanglement, right? There's an energetic cord now between you and this person. And so if they take your advice, and let's say your advice is not on their highest and greatest timeline, now you have karma for the advice you've given that person. And I know not everyone believes in karma. Not everyone believes in reincarnation. I don't really, you know, to be perfectly honest on this, you know, not to be cold, but to be honest, I don't really care what people believe or what they don't believe. I understand energy. I understand vibration. I understand frequency. I clearly can feel energetic cords between two people when there's an entanglement going on with them. So, and I felt this with myself as well, which is how I broke out of it. And why I am now more conscious when someone asks me for life advice, that I'm not just, you know, spewing advice to these people, right? Because even if they ask me for it, it's just, I don't want to take on anyone else's energetic karma. I don't want to have any kind of cords or entanglement with anybody at this point in my life, right? So the reason that I mention this though, is that it's still very hard for me to honor that commitment I've made to myself and that commitment I've obviously made to the divine, because sometimes people give me a problem that they are really struggling with. Like they are suffering because of a problem, and it's such a trivial problem. And I can clearly see a bunch of solutions that are available to them. And I want to help them alleviate their suffering, right? But if we can take a bird's eye view of things, the way that I believe the divine is within me, I also believe that the divine is within each and every living human being. And with that belief comes a moral responsibility, where I realize that the divine within that person is experiencing that suffering for some reason. Now, I might not always know or be able to see what the reason is. And I'm okay with that. You know what I mean? Like I am of the divine, but I do not have all the answers like the complete divine does, right? But I can recognize that this is the divine choosing this experience, which is creating suffering. And that person that I'm talking to, even though on a human level, maybe they can't see the reason for why they're going through what they're going through. And perhaps for some reason, they can't see the solution to their problem, but they will. They will. That's part of their journey. And it might not be part of their journey in this lifetime. It might be the next life they come back, and that's when they'll realize it, right? But either way, that is not my responsibility. It is not my job to save people out of suffering. It is not my job to be a martyr for others. It's not my job to entangle my energetic field with their energetic field. It's not my job to take on karma for these people. Now, this is easier said than done. Okay, this is easier said than done. Because even on this podcast, there are times where I want to come on here and say, don't do this, don't do that, right? But I try. I do my very best not to be like that, because instead I like to give you questions so you can come up with your own answers versus me giving you the answers. And so on the podcast, that might be a little bit easier to do. But when it comes to my personal life, sometimes that becomes really difficult. So if you're not aware, I have what I call bonus children, what some people would call stepchildren. So my bonus children, I have three of them, one a girl and two boys, and they're my husband's children from his previous marriage. So the boys, they lived with us. We were raised them from probably age 6 on up, right? They're in their 20s now. One of the difficulties when children get to their 20s is they're no longer children. They're young adults. And the reason why this is harder for me is because when they were younger, I wasn't so much into sovereignty, right? I was a matrix agent at that time. I mean, I always went against the grain, but I mean, I was working like, you know, corporate life and doing that work hustle in the rat race. I was definitely in the rat race of the matrix, you know, drinking wine every night. And so raising the children when they were younger, it was very much like, hey, do this, do that, right? It was very much like I was a matrix slave, and therefore I enslaved the children as well, you know. And I don't have any kind of shame or guilt because I've cleared that already, but I think it's a dynamic that a lot of parents still live in, right? And so it is a huge adjustment to shift from that and then shift into conscious parenting, where you respect your child as a little human, which I have a little humans episode if you haven't heard that one, but you respect your child as a little human, and as such, they deserve sovereignty, right? It's their God-given right. With my younger children, this is easy because I've been consciously parenting for a while and they are very young, so they're used to conscious parenting. where they ask me a question, they know that most of the time I will not give them an answer and instead I'll give them another question, right? And so they're used to that. So I'm sure that by the time they're in their 20s, they will know that, okay, let me try to figure some shit out for myself. And, you know, of course, they will probably feel comfortable to come to me for guidance, but they also probably realize mom's not going to tell me exactly what to do, right? But with my bonus children, because we were telling them what to do when they were young, now they still expect that in their 20s, right? So they reach out expecting us to tell them what to do. Now, I will say my husband is working on that level of conscious parenting where you let your children figure things out for themselves. So they reach out to him a lot more than me at this point because they know that Sarah's not going to give them the exact steps to take. You know, I'm probably going to ask them some questions to get them to self-reflect, right? But just because I am doing that doesn't mean it's easy. It's very easy for me, especially when you see the young kids and they come and they have all these things that are big problems to them. And you look at it and you're like, oh, that's so easy. Here's how you get out of that. So even though I can see their solutions very easily, and there is that part of me that is extremely tempted to give them those solutions, I work very hard to not do that, right? To allow them their sovereignty. But I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying I struggle with that even to this day. But when I think about that, the reason that it's so important for me, because if you're an adult and you look back on your life, do you learn best when you go through something, experience something for yourself, learn from it, like make mistakes. You might fail. You might make mistakes. You might, you know, it might be a giant ordeal that you went through, right? But when you come out of it, do you learn better from that experience? Or would you learn better if someone just told you the exact step to take? And that's a question for everyone to answer. Like for me, I know that when I look back on my life, every area where I've had giant failures and where people would have deemed it unsuccessful, I look back now and I wouldn't change one thing about the things that I went through because all of those things made me stronger, helped me learn, helped me grow. They ultimately helped in my progression, even though at the time, maybe I didn't see it. You know, maybe at the time I looked at it as an obstacle or I looked at it as I'm a failure, you know. To be honest with you, though, I'm not the kind of person who gets really attached to labels. I've never labeled myself a failure, even though there were times in my life where maybe society would have looked at me as a failure. Even though on paper, I might have appeared to be a failure, you know, like if I look back in my early 20s and my, you know, late teens, early 20s, I mean, I was arrested about 3 or 4 times, I want to say. No charges stuck, but I was arrested, and mostly from drinking and doing drugs. And so I did. I drank Everclear straight out of the bottle. If you don't know what that is, good for you. It's pretty much an equivalent to moonshine. It's terrible. I'm so sorry to my body. I've reconciled that. You know, I've apologized to my body. I've done a whole Ho'oponopono, if you are not familiar with that, it's a very powerful practice that just helps you to let go of some of the maybe guilt, shame, blame, you know, victim consciousness that you might have from things you've done to your younger self or maybe even your adult self, who knows. So anyway, I don't have any shame or guilt or anything like that. I don't have any kind of lower vibrational frequencies towards those things in my life. But yeah, I was arrested. I forgot to tell you, I wore an ankle bracelet. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, I wore an ankle bracelet for a good year, I want to say. So I was on house arrest because of my probation. That was the terms of my probation, so I could get this stuff taken off my record. So that was a fun period. I was, what else was I doing? I was snorting Xanax. You know, I was snorting Xanax during that time. Why snorting? Because then you bypass the time release. So you get it all at once. So I laugh at it because it's actually kind of funny. I mean, I'm so removed from that I can look at it now and laugh. But I want to say that I have full acceptance of it and I wouldn't have it any other way. I really wouldn't. It was a time in my life where I was running from who I knew I was deep down inside. A friend of mine that I talked to recently that was friends with me back then, and this is, I mean, I don't know, this is like 20 something years ago. She is the podcast editor for this podcast, and she's pretty amazing. Her name's Amanda, but it was funny because we were on a call and we were talking to somebody else that we're bringing on to our team, and she was saying, like, she was letting the other person know that we knew each other from our wild days, you know. And I'm not saying Amanda did the same things I did. I'm not putting her business out there. I'm saying I did it, and she knew me when I did it. And it's funny because she mentioned on that call, she said, we were trying to find out who we really are. And what I was saying is that we already know who we are. We are born in this world knowing exactly who we are. But what happens is society, well-meaning adults, put things onto us. They program us. They reprogram us because we already come into this life with a programming that is beneficial to us. Yes, we might have past, you know, programming from a past life that we need to clear. But as far as knowing ourselves, we know ourselves when we're kids. That's why you see children able to completely enjoy life and be completely present, because they don't have societal conditioning that we have as adults or teenagers, especially, right? So when people go through that period where they're discovering themselves, and some people go through it, and as teens, I'm so grateful I went through it as a teen, because a lot of times what happens is people who don't have the opportunity to go through it as a teen, that's why we have this midlife crisis. Nowadays, it's starting as early as a quarter life crisis, right? But that's the reason we have things like that happen, is because people have to rediscover who they are. You know, it's not that they don't know who they are. It's that they have to deprogram the matrix programming and societal conditioning in order to get back to who they truly are. So it's like a shedding, right? A lifting of the veil of illusion that the matrix puts on you. So that is what I would say I went through in my 20s. I am so grateful that at that time in my life, no one was hovering over me, telling me do this or do that, or limiting me from fully experiencing that point in my life where maybe everyone thought I was a failure, right? That point where I was at my lowest of lows. I'm so grateful that I could fully experience that experience, because I feel at this point in my life, having hindsight vision of everything that happened during that point, I feel like my bounce back, or my comeback, if you will, would not have been as strong and as potent if I hadn't been allowed the sovereignty to fully experience the low of low. Just to wrap this up, I think a lot of times as humans, it is our nature to want to help people out. But I do feel as we're all going through such massive awakenings and this huge evolution of consciousness, I truly feel that more people nowadays, more than wanting advice on what to do with their life, they just want to be witnessed in what they're going through. Like, everyone is at different levels of this awakening, you know, and there's just so many layers of shedding, of deprogramming from the matrix programming, and releasing and letting go of, let me not say releasing, and letting go of societal conditioning, and people really just stepping into who they truly are in their essence. And that process ultimately is beautiful, right? From a very high perspective, a macro level, is beautiful, because that's what we're all meant to be going through right now. However, when you're going through it, it might not necessarily be so beautiful, right? There's a lot of messiness, you know? And so I truly believe that as we're all going through, you know, different aspects of this awakening and this consciousness evolution that we're all going through, I think sometimes when people are sharing what they're currently going through, perhaps they don't necessarily want advice. Perhaps they don't necessarily want a pep talk. Perhaps they don't want you to jump in and tell them ways to make it better, right? Perhaps all they want is just a witness, someone to hold space so that person can fully express how they're feeling, you know, and not be judged, not be talked out of their feelings, not be invalidated, not be given advice, not to be saved, right? Like, they don't want any of that. They just want to be witnessed. So I think that is the importance of what we're going through right now. I just think that if we are able to hold space, right? And I'm not saying this as, like, I know sometimes people come, especially if you're listening to this show, you are some level of energetic worker, right? Whether you want to call yourself an energetic intuitive or an empath, a light worker, you know, whatever you call yourself, you feel energy. You're probably sensitive to energies, right? And so with that comes kind of like a magnet, or you serve kind of as a beacon for those who might need to, like, you know, remove some burden. Because if you're sensitive to energy, you are also very powerful at alchemizing energy. Sometimes you might know that and be well aware of it, and sometimes you might not be, right? But energetically speaking, others can sense it. It's a feeling, right? They can sense it whether they know it or not. And so what might happen is you might have people who kind of like verbally vomit on you. And I'm sorry to put it in such a gross way, but you know what I mean? They might come to you. I mean, I was just joking about this not too long ago about how everywhere I went that day, it was like people were telling me like their whole life story. And this actually happens to me a lot. I just noticed it more because I guess I'm going out more. But yeah, it's just people are letting me know like everything in their life. And so I did serve as a witness for those people. And at the same time, had I not been in the mood to deal with that day, I would have put an end to it. And so that's why I'm just sharing that, because I know many of you who are energetically sensitive, perhaps you're alchemizing your own stuff, or perhaps you're alchemizing stuff for your family, or perhaps you've just had enough and you just want some silence, right? Boundaries are important. But if you're able to, it's really great to just serve as that witness without putting any karmic debt, without trying to give everyone advice, telling people what to do, you know, solving their problems, being their savior, without any of that. It's just serving as a witness so these people can release or let go of this energetic burden, and so that they can move forward, right? It's alchemized. We alchemize it for them. It's natural to us. And then they can move forward, right? And then there's no karmic debt, nothing like that. It's all good. It's mutually beneficial. And I say it's mutually beneficial because as we alchemize anything for others, we are elevating the consciousness of this planet, right? That's kind of my tagline at the end. But like, there's ways to do it through conversation. And then there's ways that many of us are just doing it naturally through energetics, right? So just to wrap up the conversation, I think it's so important right now, more than ever, that every adult living being be allowed their sovereignty, be allowed to experience their own unique divine expression, right? And that we all respect that for each other so that we can all come out better through this evolution of consciousness that we're going through. So with that said, I will leave it here on this episode, and let me know your feedback if you've been going through this yourself, if you've been serving as a witness, if you've been struggling, because sometimes I come in here and I'm telling you like, this is a struggle for me, you know, especially on 3D level problems. When people bring them to me, I'm like, oh yeah, I can solve that easily, you know? And so it's been an ego check to be like, hey, hold up, ego, we're going to rein it in, you know, and let people have sovereignty over their experience. So if you've also been dealing with that, you know, I always love your feedback. So be sure to reach out if you have any feedback about that. And let's continue having these conversations that help elevate the intelligent consciousness on this planet. And until next time, rest, recover, and recharge, Renegades. Hey, Renegade, thanks for listening. If you like what you're hearing here on Renegade Radio, do me a favor and help me get the word out to our fellow renegades searching for community. I'd greatly appreciate you dropping me a 5-star review. Then share your favorite episode on social and be sure to tag me so I can thank you. Let's get this renegade revolution started and help liberate humanity one podcast at a time.